Newtown, Connecticut continues to bury its dead today. A group of Newtown residents is in Washington to speak out about gun control with the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence. But today, one Newtown resident is drawing a lot of attention. Martin Feinberg, father of the CEO of Cerberus Capital Management, is saying the school shooting there on Friday was devastating. And today, his son's private equity firm, whose client is the largest teacher's pension fund, announced it is getting out of the gun business. Dan Premack is senior editor for Fortune magazine. Dan, you've been way ahead on this story. And Cerberus is selling Freedom Group, which you write is a group of firearms companies, including one that makes the .223 Bushmaster assault rifle that was used on Friday. How big a story in the investment world is this?
It's extremely big, because usually when a private equity firm decides that it's going to sell a company, and to be clear, it is saying it is going to try to sell it, hire a bank to sell it. It doesn't have a buyer yet. Usually when a private equity firm chooses to sell a company, it's because it thinks it's a good time to sell the company. The value is high, et cetera. This clearly is not a good time for them to be selling this particular company, judging by what's happened to publicly traded gun makers like Smith & Wesson, and also, obviously, just the general PR around this, and the fact that it is going to be very, very hard to find a buyer. This is not an investment decision. Yeah. This is a decision that was made on for other reasons.
Well, what are the reasons? Yesterday, you reported that the California State Teachers Retirement System, CalSTR, was one of the biggest investors in Cerberus, and right afterwards, they said they would review that investment. Was it that? Was it the CEO's father living so close to this awful story?
From what I understand, it wasn't any one thing necessarily. Cerberus senior management spent most of yesterday in meetings deciding and discussing what they should do about this. I believe a lot of things played into this. I am not sure whether or not its investors, such as the CalSTRs, made calls specifically, but I believe they did have discussions with some of their investors about the situation, and I think it was a culmination. Again, this is extraordinarily unusual, and it's even more unusual to announce you're going to sell a company. Usually, private equity firms do these things pretty quietly and hope they don't leak.
Well, the cynics among us are wondering if it's because Cerberus saw the handwriting on the wall. I mean, as you said, gun stocks have tanked, even though sales have spiked. But some are seeing a shift in the conversation about banning assault weapons. We have Dick's Sporting Goods saying that it's suspending the sale of modern sporting rifles in all its stores. It also removed all guns from sale and display at its store close to Newtown. You know, there's a sense that maybe this isn't the business to be in.
That may be. I'll go a little bit more cynical than you, though. For example, Dick's, the decision that Dick's Sporting Goods made is a temporary decision, or at least, you know, it's a suspension. That could change, you know, in 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, when something else comes to the fore from a news perspective. For Cerberus, though, it's certainly a bad time, because right now, any prospective buyer would have to factor in the idea of an assault gun ban or semi-automatic weapon ban. They'd have to factor that in, which would lower the price. Whether or not that actually comes to be, it's unclear. If it does come to be, Cerberus would probably get the same price. If it doesn't come to be, or it's lax, or there's lots of loopholes, then theoretically a buyer could see more value. So, look, there's certainly reason to be cynical. For example, a Bushmaster, the same rifle effectively was used in Aurora, and Cerberus, you know, didn't say anything.
But what it is saying now in a statement, which we'll post at hereandnow.org, is that this is a watershed event, the Sandy Hook tragedy. We'll post it. But, you know, they seem to both be saying that we believe in Second Amendment rights. But there are actions that a firm can take. Just tell us briefly more about what they said.
Yeah, right. They said that this was a watershed event, and while they are investors, they are not policymakers. They recognize that this has changed the conversation. This has changed things for them, it seems, personally, as well. As you said, the founder and CEO of the firm, his father, happens to live in Newtown. I think obviously this is as horrible as it sounds, a different event than some of the other mass shootings we've seen, particularly because it involves such young children. And I think Cerberus does indeed realize that. And it's important to note, a private equity firm, its investors can't really force it to sell a company. You know, the teachers union couldn't come in and say, you need to do this. But private equity firms like these need their support the next time around when they start seeking investment. And if they don't listen to those calls, they risk their business going forward.
Well, as someone said today, it is awkward for a company to be investing in a product that killed some of its clients, meaning teachers. Dan Premack, a senior editor for Fortune magazine, on the news that Cerberus is announcing that it will sell a conglomerate of gun-making companies in the wake of the Sandy Hook tragedy. Dan, thanks so much.
Thank you.